I'm really like it.
Thank you. Yeah, that's all that I wanted to say about my dilemma. Well, my little thing that happened, that is happening in my. After so many years of being not given an opportunity because I wasn't ready. Now that I'm ready to have a romance, you know.
See, Bob, see what happens. Look here, Bob. Hey, Bob.
She's sleeping.
Yeah, here I am.
Kick the chair.
Get out of that damn kitchen. Anyway, this is becoming the theme. People now, since you took your break, now what's happened is people are ready. They want a new love. They want a new uterus. They want a cancer-free body. They want to have non-leaky bowel. They want to get rid of their damn cat. And they want to move on into another perspective. See how there's a theme going on here?
Yep.
So that's what you should write down. You should put, it's a changes in attitude, changes in latitude. Yeah.
Changes in attitude, changes in latitude. Okay.
Correct.
Congratulations there, Margarita.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're very welcome here.
What do you think, Bob, about me?
What do I think about you?
Well, yeah, about what I was telling Ion.
It's very nice, you know, as you go around the final turn and go into the malignancy of ascension, it's always good to remember the good times.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to tell you that.
Did you say that the hostage thing is over?
I was following the Daily Mail. Yeah.
Colleyville, Texas. It's over now. Nobody got dead. Nobody got out of jail. They didn't kill any damn, no Jews were sacrificed this time.
What is the phrase, changes in latitude, L before A, changes in attitude?
Changes in latitude.
Okay. No, I didn't get that. L or A, which one's first?
First is A and then it's L.
Changes in attitude, changes in latitude, okay?
Yes.
Correct.
That's what I am saying.
Well, I would give call Scott talking in the call to get the other point of view about your romance. you need a second opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I only care about you.
He's available. That'd be a hoot and nanny. But don't do it. You'll lose your tentpoles. Jeff will come take them away from you. You lose your double barrel butcher knife. It'll be terrible. Don't do it.
So, Ian, I wanted to mention also that I took a little break. the keys and the airs are so...
Yeah.
Effective, powerful, scary.
And that's right. And don't take a break from it. Just don't be so animated with it. The animation adds intention. Go light with it.
That's what I noticed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go lighter.
Because when I did it more neutral, more with no emotion, were more effective. I noticed that.
Yeah, that's great. Because they laugh at you. It's kind of like when you scream at the maid, they'll just ignore you. Like, well, you need to be screaming. No, you're not talking to me like that. No, you know well you ain't talking to me like that. So, boom, there you go.
And the angels have such a funny sense of poetic humor.
Well, it's not funny to them. It's not funny to them. They're just trying to make you laugh until you cry so they can get your salt out of your tears.
That's what I noticed, too. Are the angels playing with me with this guy?
No. But you become this light on a hill. You become this light on the hill because you're gorgeous and all that goes with it. But so that doesn't help anything. And then you're powerful, so you scare everybody to death, and that doesn't help anything. So they don't have much of a chance with you, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
And
okay.
You raised all these people and fed all these people and tended all these people and built all this dichotomy. And now you finally get a break and a chance to do whatever you want to do, and you want to go drag home a stray man.
A stray dog.
Right. Stray dog.
A stray dog home.
Yeah. Why don't you, have you ever considered owning a cat? Maybe you should keep seeing if you can get a cat.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. No. They live too long.
They live. That's right. You live too long.
No, I'm fine. Right. I'm good. I'm good now. I'm good like that.
Now, don't deprive yourself. Enjoy it, but don't bind yourself. Don't get bound in any way. There's no reason for that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Good.
All right. Good.
Excellent.
All right. Excellent.
Okay, Margarita. Okay. Yeah. Heather posted a song, Jimmy Buffett or somebody, changes in latitudes with an L, then changes in attitude. So are you switching song title?
Bob, we know who Jimmy Buffett is, okay? You've been to Margaritaville, and we know that is a song, but that's not what we were quoting. We were saying that you have changes in your attitude, and then you have changes in your latitude. No, but we know who Jimmy Buffett is.
Stop trying to confuse me.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
No, it's just Ian was mentioning that after the break that you guys took, there's a pattern in the Ion outs.
In the air.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Everybody sort of figured out how much they missed Bob and said, damn, I should do what Bob tells me to do. Yes, everybody's changed.
Yeah.
They didn't have me for a few weeks.
Yeah. True. A few weeks.
Yeah.
Well, when it was a couple of months, wasn't it, Bob? When it was like six months or 7 months? Felt like that.
Well, you were gone for a few weeks in September when JW went to Sandringham. And then November and December, JW was back at Windsor Castle, and that was like 3 weeks without shows. And then we had this break.
Yeah.
It's been sparse.
Well, I thought you were just trying to starve out Bill.
No. I've been busy preparing for the alien contact.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, that's good. Getting the electrolytes up then, that's good.
Yeah. So,
okay, that's good.
I think that's everything, Margarita. I think we're good with you. You're fully revolutionized. Change, recognize.
You gonna put Rejoice on now? Rejoice gonna come on now?
She's not here.
All the gold in California. You didn't kill her, did you?
No, I didn't kill her, Margarita. Stop saying that.
No, we aren't. You and I, the killers, right? You and I.
What?
I mean, no. You have killed more people.
Yeah. And he's got a picture. He gets his picture made with it. How macabre is that? He gets his picture made by their tombstones. By their tombstones.
What is that?
40 years he's been killing people. Ridiculous.
You take pride on that, Bob.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to do it. You know, somebody's got to do it. I'm doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You owe me money?
Yeah.
You owe me money? You owe me money? Get ready for a photo op. You owe me money? It's going to be a photo op.
Okay, thank you very much, Margarita.
Thank you. Thank you, Ion.
Okay.
I stay on the line to listen a little for a while, okay? I stay on the muted, and I'll listen to the other Ion up.
All right.
Thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
Good night.
Thank you. Okay. Get you a big old man.
Yeah. Who's this? Unknown.
Velga!
Unknown. Two unknowns there. Debbie. No, you're going to have to wait in line, Debbie. You only show up here.
Opie.
You missed me, Debbie. You missed me, didn't you?
I miss Ion.
Oh. You miss what? Ion?
Opie's on.
Yeah.
And Opie's on the line. And Opie's on the line.
Opie. Where's Opie?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah. Debbie, just hang in there. We'll get back to you. I don't know. You've pretty well never talked to Ion, but maybe.
Hey, Dad.
There's Opie. Okay, go ahead, Opie.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Again.
I just want to know, when I listened to the previous archive, you were saying about dreams.
Yes.
And dreams are real, the so-called dreams are real. Right now I'm speaking to you, it's our dreams. Is that true?
Yes.
I'm dreaming now?
It is true. You are. You are. Now, not everybody does that, but you are.
Are you saying those days when I was taking my nap or resting, when I'm flying, so I'm actually flying?
Right. Yes, of course. And Brian Johnson drives a truck. He's dead as a sack of hammers. With nuclear waste,
no less.
Who in the world would do
if
that?
If my dream I'm flying, how come I'm not flying in this dream, in this world?
But sometimes you have edema, like, you know, when you've been on a plane too long and your feet will swell, your legs will swell a little. Sometimes you have that, like you've been flying too much, and you've just been asleep. It's the pressurization.
But I do get the pressure in my ear a few times when I'm driving my car to certain places, not uphill. I was shocked.
Right.
I was shocked. That one, not the shock.
Uh-huh.
So that experience I had.
That's not unusual. That's not unusual. Here's the way to do the test. Well, we don't want to be ugly. We got to be soft. Let's see. If you had a container or something, and you could go to sleep and put your hand in some water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when you wake up, if your hand is dry, it'll let you know you weren't there. But you were actually gone flying.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. If you need proof, you don't matter. Some people don't need proof. Bert don't need proof. He's too busy doing it. He don't want proof. Proof just messes him up. He's busy doing it.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very good. Are you happy? Are you happy?
Oh, yes. I am. Thank you.
What is the essence? What is the essence of your happiness? That's what's important.
I don't know. I just feel the knowing that I know, you know. That makes me happy.
That's excellent. That's excellent. You know why? You know?
I don't know. I just know.
Well, because you've engaged. You've engaged. You have the confidence to embrace that which you are engaging. You see?
It's just that I don't know why I know. I just know. It's just that I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. You're welcome, darling.
Yeah. Okay, there's nothing much I want to ask. And is there anything you'd like to tell me about me? More of it?
Well, we just did. But that's what we just did. That was the main part that we just did. So that's good.
Okay. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you all.
Yeah. Even I'm going to go buy some drafts. Go buy some dragon fruit. Go buy some dragon fruit and eat it. It's good.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Opie. You're unmuted, Opie. You can say thank you.
That's good, she did. And do play a little bit of music, Bobbly.
What?
And then...
What?
Play a little bit of music. play a little bit of music, Bobbly, and then is Bert ready to go? Is Bert ready to go?
No, it's too early.
Oh.
There's lots of other people here.
Yeah, punish, be sure and punish Carolyn. Whatever you do, Bob, be sure and punish Carolyn.
Okay, thank you. Who's Esther? We have an Esther. Rerun. It's no rerun, Esther. Jeez, Esther thinks the show's rerun. No, no rerun.
Is it?
Okay.
It is. We've done this 8 times. It is a rerun, too. We're gonna start replaying the 34,000 hours and see if y'all can tell the difference. It dangerously seems about the same, isn't it? Except, what was it, the McCall was saying, Negras for Nixon? That was original. Yeah. That was new. We hadn't said that before. They hadn't said that before. And what about Ari Fleischer? What about Ari Fleischer?
Yeah, what about him? Okay, take your break. Yeah. I'm gonna play some music. All right? You ready? Good. Okay. Dig this, people. We're gonna clear out some more fog. More fog. Okay, Jermaine. You got questions for Ryan? Jermaine.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you sound a little muffled.
Hey, Sugar.
Hi, Ion. Can you hear me now?
Hey, darling.
Does it sound better?
A little better. You sound like you're in a bucket.
Okay, now?
That's a little better. Well, won't suit Bob, but it's good for us. We don't need it. We're good.
Yes, he's all right.
Okay, cool. Okay,
what's
up? So, all right, I have my first question is about this guy, Kevin McCoy, the guy who made the first NFT.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he get that idea from?
Bob.
For real, Bob?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of, but I got a lot of Bobs working for me now.
Oh, yeah, listen to him. You're starting to sound like
Yeah, there's other
Bob. Can't know nothing. You can't find out nothing. You can't do nothing. He can't have it both ways. He can't rule and destroy the world and save and create the world. You can't do them both at the same time. So, I guess that's how that goes. But, yeah.
Because I thought maybe it would have been from the aliens, but it's Bob.
Well, yeah. Or something that came out of the ass of a jackal. Man, that'd have been Bob, but it came out of the ass of a jackal, so whatever that
but
is. Yeah.
Bob. Okay. Well, why did that idea become so big now? The NFTs.
Is it?
Well, it seems like a lot of people are talking about it and selling them and all that. No, it's not that big. Will it last?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're no fun.
Well,
why would you have something that's no fun?
Yeah, I thought so too. I was wondering.
Non-fungible. Non-fungible token. No fun.
I was wondering if it was going to develop into something better and then it was going to be, like, long-lasting, but it
won't be. The blockchain is.
Oh, well, I was going to ask you about that, but because you got to back them up with the blockchain, still won't last.
Otherwise, the coins won't, the certificates won't. There's no difference in your money that you got now. It's just printed stuff. So now they got miners that are burning up electricity, mining the damn coins to stack them up. So if they go up a few dollars, you make your money back that you paid $600 for the mining system, and people buy them thousands of them so they can lay up in bed and watch TikToks all day.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm.
Well, what, like, blockchain, what is it going to, like, what are businesses that it's going to bring that are new, that we've never seen?
An ambiguous question. You have to be more specifically precise, because the answer could be everything. You see what I mean? It's like, what will a good fuck feel like when I learn how to do it? You know, that, like that.
Okay, well, is blockchain the thing that's supporting Web3? Like, the Web3? Is blockchain also what's... Yeah? Okay, okay. And then Web3 is part of, like, the metaverse, right?
It is that.
So, you know, like, the internet changed everything. So that would be the tech body, the internet.
Did it?
A lot of things. Not everything, but a lot of things.
It just centralized everything that had been decentralized. That's all it did. And now you have a machine that makes you smart.
Yeah.
So now even stupid people got to change.
True. So then, in that perspective, what is the Web3 going to do? Like, internet centralized everything. What is Web3 going to do for humans?
It's going to make a new level of economics.
Oh. So would that be like economics in a currency also? Like,
protocols. In software protocols. That's what it's going to do. But this is straight up techie. Tech body.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is Web3 also tech body? It's not changing into something else, or it's still tech body?
You mean like from Web2 to Web3? That's Ethereum.
Yeah, Ethereum. But it's still tech body. Like, we can still say this is tech body.
Yes,
Web3 is still tech body. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Is your mom better?
Yeah, she is. She is better. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So then my other question is, that I saw on TikTok that there's an Ark of Gabriel. You know, like how we've learned about the Ark of Gabriel, it's an artifact. So I saw that it says it's like an apocalyptic weapon. It destructs a lot of things. Like, is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I also saw that it has plasma emission. And it killed like 400
people. Yeah, well,
everything
does. Everything does.
So plasma is not the thing that destroys it, because everything has plasma.
It concentrates.
Okay. In 2016, where they were trying to like transport it, it says that it killed a bunch of people. And so, like, if people touch it, is that why they're being like? That's when it destroys things. If you try to like touch it, or how does it do that?
It's all about ions. Plasma is nothing other than the positively charged particle.
Mm-hmm.
And that charge has to be balanced or grounded. And in that grounding, sometimes that can be fatal to the human little man.
Oh, okay. So that's what's fatal to them, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But gods and ascended people, that wouldn't do anything to them? To gods or the ascended?
Correct.
Okay. And then, so there's this secret manuscript that the Catholic Church and the Pope know about. So I was going to ask, what is that manuscript for?
No comment.
Okay. No comment. Okay, so then I'll move to my next question. But that was interesting, that Ark of Gabriel. Is Gabriel meaning the angel Gabriel?
So Archangel, the Ark of Archangel Gabriel. Archangel.
Okay. Gabriel. So it's an artifact of the angels, of Archangel Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why was it?
They cherish.
They cherish? The angels. They cherish, you said?
No, say cherish.
I can't say that.
Come on,
word.
You can do it. Yes, you can. Okay. Say it. Cherish.
Okay.
Okay, say chair. Say
chair. Chair.
Cherish.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Make let's see, we can mess him up. make Jack say street.
Jack, say street.
You see, when he says it comes off like screet. Like screet. He's gonna teach you how to talk. He gotta learn how to speak. So it's all good.
That's funny. Okay. So why was this Ark of Gabriel created? What is its purpose?
Well, there's a war, honey.
Oh.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
There's a memo about that. There's a war.
Yeah.
Why do you use war? Is it a war of words? No.
Oh.
It's a war, a force of power.
So it's like a weapon for the angels.
That has weapons.
Mm. So it's a weapon that the angels use war that we're going
through. Humans too.
Okay. Oh, so humans can use it too. Well, gods can use it because you said it kills
little
men. Well,
gods don't need
it. With the ions.
Gods don't need to.
Well, that was my next question. They can just will it? What does that mean?
Yeah.
That gods can will it.
You have a will to live. Okay? That's a direction.
Yeah.
And so if you, you can say, God, if God means you dead, you'll die. He doesn't have to kill you. He can just mean you dead and you die.
He can intend
for it to rain and it rains.
Okay. Got that. Well, then I was going to ask, I heard you say last time that God can end this war today.
Yeah.
Like,
and all that's got to happen is little man's got to ascend. That'll end it right there. That's the end of that war. Because that's what the war was about. It's humans coming back into their place of power of their own free will. With the non-physical, with no skin in the game.
You said non-physical has no skin in this game?
That's correct.
So it's just God and the angels. But little men do, right? It's God, little men, and the angels.
Right. And once that happens, then you have a different conversation. Once that happens, then it's like, aha.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm. Now you're having a better conversation if you choose. You get to choose. You have to choose. We can't make you choose. We can make it so uncomfortable you want to choose, but then
that's
a different conversation.
Well, when you said that, like, God can end this war today, so, like, if I say I'm done, I'm not participating in this war, is that, I already won.
You have to ascend, because when you ascend, then that settles the war in heaven. It's over.
Okay. So then every person has to do that, go through that in order for this war to be done. It's like an individual process.
Well, no, it's an individual war.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it is an individual war. Well, you, and then you also said if you ask God for your power back, this will be over and Lucifer won't be winning.
Correct.
So
there won't be any prisoners of war. That's what the little man is. A little man is a prisoner of war. The battle's over. You've already won.
Yeah.
You won the battle. But you got people running around who are prisoners of war and they don't know the battle's over.
Well, like what if the ones that are saying, I know I already won, like we have to wait for the prisoners of wars to realize that and also get with the program?
No.
Is that what's happening?
No.
No?
Shit, no. No, they ain't gonna make it. Most of them ain't gonna make it. It's like John McCain. He ain't gonna make it.
John McCain. So then this means there's kind of like a period of, I know there's no time, but there's like some type of period of time, I want to say, that this war is happening. Because if it was like, if we said it's over, but there's prisoners of wars that haven't caught up, like we kind of got to wait for this to like die down.
No. Just cause there's people still fighting World War II doesn't mean you have to engage World War II. There's people that don't believe World War II ended. And they're still prisoners of war. But that don't mean you have to be in the battle.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, I don't want to be in this battle because I declare that I won. So, but then what
correct.
Is the, when these prisoners of war that haven't figured that out, are they delaying this process or?
No.
Or is there like,
no.
Okay. Okay. So if we declare
See,
like,
Beverly doesn't have to feel better for you to ascend. Beverly doesn't have to feel better in order for you to ascend.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Right. Yep.
It's like taking poison. It's like taking poison and expecting your enemies to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Okay, that answers it. Okay. So then, I watched The Matrix, the new movie, and there was an interesting line that
you're talking about resurrections or insurrections or resurrections or double stuff, Oreos.
I'm not sure. The latest one, the one that just came out. I don't know.
Resurrection.
Okay. So I heard this line that says, hope and despair are the same in code. So it made me start thinking, is everything that we experience in human form on Earth a code?
Yes, because the reason you understand why they're the same, don't you? Because the only reason you hope for something is because you don't have it.
Yeah.
Because if you have it, you got it. Right? If you don't have money, you hope to have money. There's despair if you don't have the money. But when you get the money, that's the last thing rich people want is more money. It's a problem. You have to pay people to watch after it. People hate you because you got it. They hate you because you won't give them yours. And no. So, you don't want that what you have.
You don't want what you have. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard you say that before. So are emotions codes or is that separate? Because it's
no,
hope
it's everything. So say everything is code. Where you are is code. How that makes you feel. When Jack gets on your last nerve and you want to punch him in the face, that's the code. That's the code. He gets talking stupid and gets, starts talking crazy. And then you're like, don't talk crazy. Don't do that. And then he And he's like, that's code. See, and then he realizes he can be rough with that until he realizes that if he don't behave himself, he's not going to get to sleep with you. Then all of a sudden he changes his mind. How quick?
And that's
just
another
like that.
Code.
Just like that. That's another code. Because he knows, I'm going to do what I want to do as long as I get to sleep with you. So now he's doing what he wants to do. Right? What he wants to do. So is that despair or hope? Is that despair or hope? See? Which is it? He hopes to live in such a way that he can keep your undivided attention.
Okay.
So it's just code. Just code.
So it's code. But when we ascend and is that entering, when we ascend the frequency of ascension, is that also code or does it change?
Then Jack will realize that you always want to sleep with him anyway and that you really didn't have that much power over him regarding that particular endeavor. You see? That's what's fun.
Uh-huh.
But you never let him find that out. You're never going to give that up. You won't give that up. But the ascension side, that's no. Just us girls. Uh-huh. Just us girls. Ain't nobody listening. They all think this is a rerun anyway, so it don't matter. It's all good. Damn rerun.
He said, I just heard it now.
There he goes, eavesdropping. There he goes, eavesdropping.
So we're a step ahead.
He was ear hustling.
So then when we're in the frequency of ascension, though, are things going to be code as well, or does it change?
Everything is code.
Everything, it still is code. Wow, that's so interesting.
That's the only way you can give the five bodies life.
The five bodies what?
Life.
Life with code.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Well, can you explain that? Like, you give the five bodies life with code. Codes.
What are the five bodies?
The astral, mystery, chemical, which is physical, android, and TV.
Okay, so there you have those different environs. Those have to be coded, otherwise you wouldn't be able to recognize them.
Coded, okay. Well, what does a code mean then? What is, like, In the most dumbest terms for me to understand, what is a code?
Look it up. Like, it's a pattern.
A pattern. There you go. I understand it like that. Okay, so everything is a pattern. That way, okay, I understand it. Everything is a pattern. So emotions are a pattern. Five bodies are a pattern. Okay. Okay. Wow, that's really... I don't know why that blew my mind right now, but okay. So then my next question.
It's the same thing that let Neo be old and then not be old.